This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's terms of service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on November 27, 2019. Introduction. Since disability disclosure on the job can seem confusing, the purpose of this article is to provide some clarity. According to the introduction section of this article from the Job Accommodation Network about disability disclosure, whether to disclose a disability to an employer or not is the decision of a person who has a disability. The article recommends that disability disclosure occur if the individual needs a disability-related accommodation to apply for or perform job functions. However, if the individual chooses to disclose a disability when a workplace accommodation is not necessary, doing so is an individual's choice. How to disclose is as important as the decision whether to do so. Tips to disclose a disability. When disclosing a disability, it is best to only share necessary information with people who need to know. The article referenced above recommends that an employee speak to an immediate supervisor or the employer's human resources department if one exists. This downloadable article from JAN in Microsoft Word format recommends that job applicants and employees only share information which is necessary to fulfill an accommodation request. Putting the request in writing may be helpful to both parties. When an accommodation request is made, it can sometimes be sufficient to seek a change or adjustment at work, without using the term reasonable accommodation. Some other factors are also worth being aware of. Additional factors. After an accommodation request is made, it is ultimately up to the employer to determine what accommodations will be provided. As the downloadable document from JAN referenced above points out, it can help for the employee and employer to engage in interactive dialogue to identify workplace accommodations which meet the employee's disability-related workplace needs. If an employee and employer experience difficulty identifying workplace accommodations, the Job Accommodation Network is worth consulting. JAN is a free resource to assist employers and persons with disabilities residing in the United States regarding questions about workplace accommodations and/or the employment section of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bottom line, self-advocacy and flexibility are critical in the process of requesting and acquiring workplace accommodations. Next month's topic. Next month, I will discuss accommodation examples. Postscript. Although I have referenced JAN throughout my article above, it is worth noting that I have no association whatsoever with the resource. As a person with a disability who is employed, I link to JAN articles solely to help educate people regarding disability disclosure and workplace accommodations.